Hello, everybody, and welcome back to One Nation Raiders Podcast. This is your friendly neighborhood Raider fan, Jimmy.
This is a blue-collar Raider, Omar.
Why are you looking over at the back?
You know what? I am impressed how you could do that all in one breath. I can't do it, dude.
What do you mean you can't do that
in one breath? It's impressive.
Thank you. I'll take credit whenever you're going to give it to me.
I was waiting for you just to... Wait. One Nation. What? Nope. You just do it all smoothly across the board.
It's not bad, right?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's our calling. It's our, you know, that's how I bring us in. Yeah. That's how I bring us in.
It's a strong bringing. It's a strong intro. Strong intro. Real platinum style.
That helps you feel good. You know, you got a good podcast coming in. You're good for about a good 45 minutes to an hour.
Good red carpet.
Good content.
Good. Good stuff.
I'm not going to lie. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm kind of in a sorely mood. I'm a little bit.
Sorely?
Yeah, I'm a little bit grumpy. I'm going to tell you right now.
The grump grumps?
I was working out earlier, right?
This side note right now, we both look a little beat up right now.
Yeah.
It was a hot day in the gym.
It was a hot day.
We don't have AC in our gym. Do we have AC in our gym? No, right?
No.
None of them has. No dojos have AC.
But I was working out in here. This is part of it.
In the garage?
So I'm in the house warming up, right? Because they got the AC in there. I was just kind of doing my mobility stuff.
Yeah.
The garage door is open. Mm-hmm. Some dude on his bike rolls up. Sees my garage open, looks and thinks nobody's home, right? So I'm seeing him do this through the kitchen right in there. He looks, he stops, parks his bike, gets ready to step into the garage. He takes a step, looks and sees me, gets back on his bike. I come running out here to come whoop his tail. He's out. Boom, he's gone on his bike, right? I run through the house, catch him barely front. I said, "Don't you bring yourself back here again." You know, I cuss though.
Yeah. This is a family podcast. Yeah. We want the kids to be able to listen.
Yeah. So I said some profanity.
PG-13.
And then I got in my car and drove around, tried to find him and couldn't find him.
He was looking for him like that?
Oh, man, I was hot. He's threatening my house, dude.
You was looking for him?
I was looking.
Dang. That's why you was kind of quiet.
Yeah, I'm kind of grumpy. This dude.
You do got a lot of stuff in here, man. You do got a lot of stuff just hanging and dangling.
All right, that's a sidebar. But anyways, that's why I'm in a mood. How you feeling? You got a bit of a gym injury. You going to be all right?
Yeah. I'm good. Some athlete's tape. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, well, good. So let's just delve right into it. We missed a podcast. Because, you know.
My birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Yesterday.
Congratulations on that, man.
Went to the House of Genji.
Yeah, that's my spot. I love that place.
That place is off the hook.
Yeah, hell man. Japanese teppanyaki right in front of
food.
You.
Yeah.
Sizzle it up.
Dude, I took
What you order?
I took a lot of stuff. Steak, the shrimp, the lobster.
The
scallops.
Did they do the volcano?
Yeah, they did all that. The choo-choo train and everything. Kai loved that.
Okay, that's dope.
And there's one fire blazing next to us, though. Oh, he outdid you. He outdid our chef. This dude had a raging fire. But, it was real good food.
Well,
I took like five bites, and I was full. I took all that home and ate it again.
You got to go back on the rebound. You got to come back, get that on the rebound.
Hell yeah.
Come back on the other side of it.
Four, three bills right there.
Yeah.
How much was it? Yeah, about
four bills?
That's around here. I didn't really see the check, and that was my birthday.
So. Okay. That's all right.
Because she was trying to take me to Red Lobster. I was like, what?
No.
Red Lobster. The feast?
Red
Lobster?
Oh, what are we, 19?
I ain't ready for that. Yeah, I'm past Red Lobster.
17? You going to take a regular Red week.
You want to go to Red Lobster? No, I don't want to go to Red Lobster.
All right,
I
man.
Fluke last year.
Anyway, my bad. All right, let's get into the material. Let's go ahead. I know, now
we're
warmed up.
Let me get something off my chest.
Okay.
With the Raiders. It's back to Raider talk.
Okay, go ahead.
By the way, real quick.
Initial
impressions pretty much. Yeah, we'll talk. Well, dive right into it. Okay. So, the national commentators, whatever, ESPNs, everybody, PPS, like that, right?
Yeah.
Just Fox Sports Express, your boy, Cowherd, all these dudes, right? Still getting on us.
Right.
Right. Steelers getting on AB about coming to the Raiders, right?
Uh-huh.
Of course, you know, oh, you downgraded, you go to a lower quarterback. You all this getting on us,
right?
Getting on him coming to the Raiders. How you leave an organization? I know y'all heard that dude. What's his name? Max Keller, the boxer dude.
Max Kellerman.
Yeah, Max. Yeah, yeah. He said he named out a list. I know y'all seen it on ESPN. Just check it out. He named out a list.
I didn't
lesser organization, all type of stuff.
I didn't see it. I don't watch that because they don't know anything about what we got going on. Thank you.
That's actually on one of my bad and good or whatever. Anyway, so all that. Steelers, I think you see, if you guys watch NFL Total Access, you see this little dumb ranking on the bottom of the screen from some dude named Henzeus, whatever. They got the Steelers ranked at 7 or something like that. We're ranked at like 25.
Okay.
Just continuously disrespect. Now, I'm saying all that to say, does anybody remember? Did they just outright forget that we beat this team last year? Why are they all, everybody is just all up in it, just like, oh, the Steelers is way better than the Raiders and everything. We did not we 2 years them. Ago.
And they didn't make the playoffs because of it. We beat them and they didn't make the playoffs.
I was like, does everybody just outright forget that we beat this team? Well, oh, Roethlisberger was out half the game. I don't care. I do not care.
That's part of the game.
So, that's just the frustrating part of it. Is everybody just outright forgot
that we beat them straight ahead.
Yeah, straight fair and square. No bad call, no dumb pass interference call. Like you wanted, like a debacle, that's like the Saints thing, whatever.
Full car mode.
Yeah, car is trying to figure out the offense. Yeah, we beat them when they had AB. So, that's ridiculous. They just keep on just getting Smith on
with the super duper catch in the back of the end zone with the toe tap at the end. Remember?
Who was it?
Remember it was Juju. I was like, he's in.
No, we left the Browns.
No, we were in the game and I was like, he's out. I was like, no, he got his
foot. Oh, Juju Smith. That was on like, that was at the back of the end zone.
Yeah, right in front of us. He was facing us. Yeah, it was right on us.
God dog, he got it down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he was.
But we ended up pulling that game off.
Yeah, we sure was. Passing ball, we was running with Doug Martin.
I think that can parlay back into one of my bets, but we'll go into that. We'll get in. Let's just go ahead and get into three good, three bad. I'm kind of sorely. I'm kind of grumpy. I'm sidebarring. Let's just get into the good.
Mm.
You go ahead and start us off with the good. We're going to go three good, three bad, and we're going to go two people on the rise and two people on the bubble of the roster, and we're going to get out of here because I still haven't seen Hard Knocks tonight.
Yeah, that's a good point. This is before, this is during Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
Right now, I think Hard Knocks is
maybe
at
that's
10.
Why I'm a little bit more grumpy too.
I'm not, I don't think I'm going to be able to watch it tonight, man.
I'm going to watch it early tonight because I don't want to hear nothing.
Yeah, I'm minding myself. I'm sleeping late tonight.
So if the podcast is a little short, you know why.
Oh, so three good. We're doing three good now, right?
Let's start with your third good. Let's go for
my third good is that I like how our undrafted free agents and our rookies is just help trimming the fat. At first it was a hard decision here and there, but now the smoke is starting to clear out a little bit.
Okay.
There's people that's just not available right now. So I'm liking how we found talent that didn't even get drafted.
Yeah.
And I like how my eyes is seeing what the coach's eyes are seeing. So that's not that same thing. That could be the whole thing. I'm looking at his sheet.
My sheet.
Good is kind of mirroring mine.
Yeah.
But it's not the actual real thing. But anyway, I'm liking how, because you remember back in the day was like, am I the only one that's seeing that Stuart Swaggart is garbage?
Yeah.
I like how their coaches is seeing what I'm seeing right now.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm liking that part.
It's a real evaluation of talent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's starting to separate the guys who either, now I don't want to say taking advantage of the situation, are not taking advantage of their situation, but I think they're feeling too comfortable. We got to put a little fire under some butts. And I don't know, man, it could be too late because Doug Martin, he just got outright cut, and he didn't even get to even try. I think he played a couple of plays.
His talent level was.
We already seen what he had, huh?
We
pretty
got
much.
Jalen Richard, and then DeAndre Washington's balling out. He's balling out. And then, of course,
guy's
we have
back. My prediction guy. He's my prediction. Remember I called that?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a Hail Mary right there. We probably get him in the fifth round. Who guessed right on the fifth round? Me. That's who.
How about that's lucky, though, huh?
Uh-huh.
How about that's luck?
Huh? That is luck. But I said it. I so did.
Josh Jacobs, who I ended up...
Everybody called Josh Jacobs.
Fat and drafted in my fantasy.
You
right
bastard.
Before. I drafted him a little bit too early, but I knew he was going to happen, so I had to get
him. I was like... I was like, what? I can't find Josh. Can't find him. But I had to pick the guys that I picked ahead of him. I had to.
Anyways.
In our fantasy.
Let me go ahead and go.
But I got Derek Carr before you did.
You knew I was going there.
I had to do it.
I knew. You right. I pick right ahead of me, too.
I was stuck between him and Carson Wentz, too. But anyway, go ahead.
All right. I'm going to go ahead. My third good is our offensive moves. Our ability to move the offense. It just keeps. It doesn't matter who's quarterbacking.
Yeah.
And I'm not. And it's not. This is like basic scheme is running the ball. We're seeing some efficiency. We're moving the ball on whoever we're playing, whatever unit it is. The ball is moving. Now, I'm not saying we're always scoring touchdowns, but we're moving the ball. So that's giving me means the guys are understanding the offense and they're executing it, which means to me that they're being coached up well. Mm. And I also am liking the speed of which. Okay, never mind.
Wait, what?
Our defense is playing really well.
That's how you go. Oh, are you stepping on your own toes?
I'm stepping on my own toes.
You're all over your own toes.
I'm all over my own toes.
Really? That never happened before.
I'm gonna leave it right there.
I don't think that ever happened before, man.
I'm disheveled, man. The guy got me all. I wanted to slap that guy today. Really? And then I had to. So I'm doing that. I got a sidebar. So I got to teach class today.
Can I ask you something?
I was the one who had to teach class.
Can I ask you something? All these years of training and everything. Did a part of you just really want to try out your stuff?
I really did. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm gonna try my moves for this dude.
I wanted to really try out all my good stuff. I wasn't really unleashed on it.
I just learned this nice elbow.
I was ready to put to work because I was sparred yesterday. I'm loose. I had a nice. I was ready to go. But anyways, back to the podcast.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What's your two? Because I can't go to my two.
Are you noticing that there isn't a lot of drops with our receivers?
I did notice.
You noticing that? That's my two. That's not a lot of dropsies.
That's nice.
Throughout the years.
That's real nice.
Throughout the years of watching, not a lot of drops. Throughout the years of watching preseason, regular games, whatever, your Bryce Butlers, your Ricky Dudleys, your James Jets, your Seth Roberts.
Okay.
Your Crabtrees, your Mari Coopers. Wow. All these drops.
Wow. You went down a nice list. That was a nice list. And
I'm your blue collar Raider. That's why I'm the blue collar Raider.
You didn't hesitate on that list either. Blue collar Raider. I'm not mad.
You
missed Clive Wofford. Did you hit him in there?
Clive Wofford?
Did you say that?
He really didn't. He wasn't on there too long. Right.
But you know,
like, why this dude still on the team? God dog.
Yeah, you kept going though. That was a good
but list. Yeah, man. I mean, this receiver, they're catching the ball. That's why they're 11 of 14 that won the Cardinal game. I think a total with the attempts. Attempts to completions was 20. Counting Carr was 21 to 24 out of all three quarterbacks.
Wow, that's dope.
And I was like, and then they just kept happening again. They probably had a couple, little bit of drops here and there, but they're competing. And now, like I said, and the three good, they're trimming the fat, man. They're trying to be a Raider. They're not just putting on a tape game film so they go somewhere else. They're trying to really be a Raider.
On this team.
They're trying to be on this team.
I like that.
That dude Lacey,
I agree.
He was trying to be somewhere else, I feel like. And he ended up getting cut. He got waived pretty fast.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys that, you know, I think those 18, guys are getting kicked out of here pretty quick.
Yeah, and that's,
And I like seeing that.
That could be part of my trimming of fat. They get kicked out pretty quick.
Yeah, we said that on Hard Knocks. For what we got going on, you either on this train or you off. And I like how
Buckner said too.
Yeah,
he said things are changing around here. He said you want to be ready. You won't be. You keep playing like that.
Yeah, I like how he broke it down.
Yeah, I was. I like that.
Yeah, I like that too. I like that too good. But I'm gonna go ahead and go into my two good and just kind of intervene. And I'm gonna say it piggybacks with what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about speed. We have clearly way more speed, and not only do we have more speed, but we're playing fast on all different levels. That's on the defense, that's on the offense, that's on the special teams. You see the team speed, and it doesn't just mean I'm running faster than you. It's actual football speed, and on top of that, it's actual guys knowing their assignments, so then therefore they can play fast. That is the whole nether level. So there's levels to the speed that I'm talking about, not just natural speed. Yeah, we got 4-2 guys. We got 4-2 guys who actually know what they're doing, so they can run 4-2 on the field. That means
you
a whole
thinking
lot.
That'll slow you down to 4-5 real quick.
4-5, your reaction time is real slow.
You slow
the
balls down.
Get over the top of you.
Yeah.
Have you noticed? I don't know what's going on. This is weird, but there's not a whole lot of balls getting over top of us.
Over top on defense?
On defense.
On defense?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah. No, yeah.
Well,
oh.
There is a guy.
Yeah, what is that
I'm not going to step on either of our toes.
Is this the
so
one?
So there's
guy.
A guy
you know what?
On the defense.
Didn't even bring him up because everybody
that,
knows.
That is not doing well. And I feel kind of bad for the guy, but you're just not cutting the mustard. You're not for this league.
Yeah.
I think that's just the reality of the situation.
That could
and I'm not
up.
Trying to kick a guy in his face
yeah.
when he's down. But the reality is, the guy that I'm talking about, he just does not look like he's for this league. But anyways, we're talking about good. And I told you about the speed. And that's playing fast. And that's coaching.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on offense. That's on defense. That's everywhere across the board. I like what I'm seeing. That's my two good. What
good.
Is your one?
My one is... Who's that? Who's there? Who's at the door? Cable guy.
Oh.
The O-line coach, baby.
What?
He wins your bet. He is plugging in anybody and everybody
all
everywhere.
Right. You know what?
And people
I have
got
to
time.
Give him credit.
Where's,
I do.
Where is your plate at? Is it time to put your plate in front of you with a fork and a knife and eat some crow? Eat some... Is it time to eat some? No way! It could be too soon for the eating of
I
the crow.
I was gonna say
it could be too soon to eat
the
crow.
Can you wait? I'll eat my crow as long as you grill it. Grill it.
Want some hot
grill
sauce?
A crow.
Hot
I'll
sauce?
Eat it.
Want some hot sauce?
But it's not ready.
Want some hot sauce?
Barbecue.
I can use that sauce.
Not hot. I want barbecue.
You want that hot
honey?
You want
barbecue.
You want that sauce from the Popeye's chicken sandwich? I'm not getting in that damn line.
No.
I'll side note that real quick.
Yeah.
I tried three times.
You did?
I was like, you know what? Why am I trying to eat some junk anyway? Let me go ahead and just go somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm bouncing.
Yeah.
I just bounced and went to McDonald's, but you know, whatever. That's because it's next door.
That's a hard pass for me.
Yeah. That's a serious hard pass. But anyway, yeah, man, Cable guy. Tom Cable. So far, he got the O-line looking good. He get the guys that he wants in there. He got Trent Brown on one side, got Colton Miller on the other. We don't have Gabe Jackson. We don't have, we start our right guard, our left guard sometimes, but she still got Levy. What's it? He's out for 2 days, or two games.
Uh-huh.
Our center, James. James could be the reason why Rodney Hudson don't get paid, man.
You
I don't know.
So?
Could be. I hope not. Because you can still move him.
He can play center. He can play left guard. He can play right guard.
I want him to play left guard because I don't want to rely on Incognito's insanity.
Okay.
Know what I'm saying? That's kind of betting a whole lot of money.
Well, he's long in the tooth, too.
Yeah.
And this guy's young. He's an undrafted free agent. He's figuring things out.
Yeah, you can't really. I mean, you probably.
He can be a backup lineman for this year. Incognito was great. You gave us a year.
Exactly.
Starting in Vegas. We're going to go ahead and roll with the young guy.
Parker got kind of quiet a little bit. Brandon Parker.
Uh-huh.
He never really been doing any bad blocks or anything like that.
I have seen bad
I
blocks.
Said a little bit.
Okay.
A little bit.
Because that's the tape I've been watching. I'm like, dang, the only guy that stinks out there.
A little bit. But he's gotten better, though.
He's better.
Because
he is better.
Who would you rather have backing up Colton Miller?
I hate to say our own guy stinks, but man.
Who haven't finished a whole season yet. And granted, he only had one season.
Oh,
because he was playing hurt. And when he plays hurt, he needs to probably sit down somewhere because he might as well not even be out there in the first place.
Right.
So, that man said, yeah, we going to have – he looked like he's the swing backup left tackle. I can't think of the other guy. I can't think of nobody else right now.
Yeah, that guy. So, yeah, I agree. Tom Cable has been impressive. And for him to be your number one,
mm-hmm.
legit number one.
Thank you very
much.
Out
of nowhere. I had thought about that. I didn't write it down, though.
Oh. I'm glad you didn't.
Oh, man.
My toes
would have
got crunchy. There have been some crunchy toes.
Oh, man. All right. Well, mine's not going to be as good as yours because you already touched my one with your three, and that's the talent level. The cream is rising to the top. We got clearly way more talent than we've ever had in the past, I don't know how many years.
Can you name a time when there was five? He's pretty much saying there's going to be five undrafted free agents that's going to make the team.
Yeah.
It's already been two. AJ Cole, that's one already. Uh-huh. The punter.
Yeah, punter.
So that's automatic.
On the team. He's
that's
on the
automatic.
Team. Yeah.
And that dude, I don't want him.
Don't even. Come on, man. I don't want him. We're not even at that section yet, dude. Get your safety on.
Let me back pedal. Like my hair.
All right, there you go.
My hairline.
Both of our hairlines.
My hairline is back pedaling pretty strong.
All right, man. So that, I like, so this is the talent. That just speaks. I mean, it's across the board, man. The talent level, even on the coaching staff, the talent level, which speaks even to your, you know, Tom Cable. He's elevated his level of coaching. It looks like, so it appears.
Yeah.
You got John Gruden, who's coaching at a high octane. You got, you know, you got the guys on the field who clearly are better physically and know what they're doing. There is an area that is lacking. We will get to that in our next segment. We talked enough about the good. I'm going to go ahead and let's jump to the bad. And go ahead. I'm going to start the bad.
I like that one, though. It's a good one.
It's not a bad one?
Good one.
Thank
it's
you.
A good one.
Because it was your three, though, too. Kind of.
But still, three. But you named... I was mainly talking about the D-line. But yeah.
I like the wide receivers.
Yeah, you like the wide
receivers. I like the running backs.
Yeah.
I like the tight ends.
Huge fan of the... Probably because I know the... Those running backs, right? The running backs aren't new except for the one.
No, but they're still, the talent is still there.
I said we're going to ride that horse all the way to the playoffs to 10-6. Yeah. Tell you.
We'll see, man.
He grinds, dude. He grinds. He grinds. Didn't he grind?
Yeah.
6-8 yards. Boom. Yeah. Pow. Yeah. Ping.
We just got to make sure, like any other team, is health. We just got to stay healthy.
Yeah.
And that is a concern because we are getting guys hurt. Like I told you early on, our strength and conditioning guy was one of my concerns. That's not my bad. I'll go tell you what my bad. My bad kind of coincides with that. Mm-hmm. And my bad is the defensive end depth.
That is my bad.
That's my third
That's
bad.
My, I got the high rookie picks not getting pretty much. They need to get more reps. You got Marcel Reese out there the whole game. Farrell should be out there the whole game.
Yeah.
That is coexisting with your three bad. Yes.
Yeah.
I like that.
Because my third bad is we don't have the depth. Yeah. We don't have the experience. We don't.
Josh Moreau. I haven't seen him play yet.
I don't know if he's going to be available. And then Mad Max.
He got a cat.
He's got a cast on his hand, and we got to protect him.
I heard an interview with John Gruden right now. He said. By the first week, right now it's a ball, but he said they're gonna get the stitches out. They're gonna so he could be able to use his finger. So it'd be like a cast, but his fingers would be sticking out of the cast. Whatever.
What hurts my feelings is he's missing out on valuable experience right now.
If anybody ever tried to work out right with now. The cast, his arms are getting weaker. He don't need to be getting any weaker than he already is.
Right, because he's already.
I think he's not really that strong. Yeah,
strong.
He's more.
That's his thing. He's
more
to get stronger. He's quick.
Twitchy. He's more of a cat than a dog.
Yeah,
he needs to be a puma.
Yeah. So that's what that's my whole thing is the defensive in depth. That's my concern. Interior, it looks like we're going to be okay depending on who we decide on, but on
the
ends,
guys.
I'm not seeing the depth on the ends. We have decent guys on the ends with Cleveland Farrell and Moreau, but
I want him to get more reps. Use more of his.
I also do like Arden Key is looking really good.
Leave him. Exactly. See, people like him, leave him off the field.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Have the rookies or whatever. Just a little bit longer. For some reason, Josh Moreau, is safe from. I don't know if you are noticing, but like, you know how when people is hurt and then Gruden kind of like. Well, he needs to hurry up and get out here or whatever.
Yeah.
For some reason,
he hasn't.
Not for him.
No, not for him.
Not for him at all. So it's like,
okay. He puts the heat on him.
He puts on everybody else. But that dude, oh, they're probably because we're low on DNs, just like how you said. Because he already felt that wrath to let go of a DN, and then all of a sudden look around like, wait, McKenzie, you didn't draft no other DNs around here?
Yeah, that was, woo.
Man, that was.
So that's my third bad. What do you
tough
got?
Tough living.
That's your third? Same
yeah,
thing?
Yeah. That the rookies should have. I feel like the DN rookies
need more experience.
Need a little bit more experience. Unfortunately, one of them got hurt. And this are high end rookies. The Trayvon. I wanted Josh Jacobs to probably get a little bit more reps. This are high end. Jonathan Abram and Travion Mullen, who I think he's hurt right now.
Is he hurt?
I don't know.
I haven't seen him.
I haven't seen him. I think I've seen him in practice, like on pictures and stuff like that. But I haven't seen him like on the field. I feel like it really.
When I did see him on the field, playing balling.
Yeah, are we really not playing the. I know one thing. I don't want to feel like how I felt that other years ago when we played the Broncos on Monday night. I thought they was resting everybody like how we're doing now. Nobody was really playing preseason. Like, we must be good. Then a man came by and just crushed our dream by the name of Eddie Royal. Their rookie tore us up.
He tore us.
That was a long night, boy.
Real long night.
Especially for D'Angelo Sorry Hall.
Yeah, that was.
Man, that was, oh, I that thought was, we was. Are we good? He go out there. I think it was 41. It was 44 or something.
That hurt my quarter. Feelings. That was tough. That was a tough night.
I was like, maybe we should have played a little bit longer in the preseason.
Yeah, you got to get those kinks out.
Man.
So I don't know what's going on with our preseason play. I will add. My too bad, though. My too bad is our linebackers are kind of whack. I'm not going to lie.
You just said whack.
The depth is a little bit weak. Oh, man, it's whack.
Yeah.
I'm looking at, Marshall, 54, right?
He's Brandon hurt.
He's out there. He's slow to the ball.
He's looking like a real Curtis Lofton right now.
Oh, man. It doesn't look
mid-season
good.
Mid-season Curtis Lofton. Because Curtis Lofton in the beginning of the season was actually okay. But then they just start slowing down. Yeah. I'm telling you, right now, if he's like that, I just think it's just going to get worse and worse. I think he's probably done. I didn't know he was in the league that long. He was trying for the league for a while, I guess. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I think it was 8-9 years, I think, already.
Yeah, he doesn't look very good. And even, I'm not going to lie to you,
he's not really getting in there on the tackles.
Vontaze Burfict looks slower than crap.
He's just calling the defenses.
Yeah, he knows.
He's smart.
He knows where to put people. Mm-hmm. But he is not getting there with the veracity that I need him to get there with.
We're going to have to use our nickel.
I'm just telling you honestly. Yeah. I got to be honest.
Yeah.
It doesn't look good as far as
the
snap on the interior there at the linebacker spot. And nobody's kind of bringing those positions up.
Because they ain't doing anything. I mean, they're not really throwing
it to
that part of the
field. It's not the same talent level as every other area of the team.
That's probably why. I mean, hey, it's positions is all over the place. They're going to be a weak position on every team. The weakest, and that's most likely ours. So I like that.
So that's my too bad. What do you got?
My too bad is, am I really have to watch an 80-yard game? That on TV, ridiculous. That was horrible.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know where is that the end
did
zone?
Did y'all really who's not that? Check this out before? Like, you, this
that's
was
the
scheduled.
NFL.
This
that's
was
the NFL.
Yeah, it was scheduled. That's my too bad. It's on the NFL. It's not having to be on my Raiders right now. But it was the NFL. Actually, our team was like, let's play the 100-yard game anyway. And I guess Green Bay was like, no. But John Gruden kind of hinted towards that on the post post game conference, but. Yeah, that was ridiculous, man. Like, I has never had players who've been playing for years. Was like, I never been a part of this before.
That's like, ridiculous. the whole spacing was different.
You could tell that Peterman was throwing it in the end zone a couple of those plays.
Right.
He threw it to Rico Gafford. Was it Rico Gafford or number 9, L something? He threw it, and the dude kind of like slowed up trying to like catch it at the back of the end zone. But it was too far. He was like, he overextended himself. And it was because it was in the corner of what should have been the end zone. I was like, dude, these dudes been playing on a 100-yard field since they was, what, 12, 9?
Since they were not even that. Just ever since they've been playing football.
Yeah. I know when they're real, real young, it's a half a field, maybe.
When they're playing flag.
Where they're at.
It is. But when you play in real helmets and stuff, they play the whole 100.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
That's ridiculous. I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah, that was my too bad. Was like we was real ready to see some. You know what I'm saying? That kind of took away from us a little bit. Like we was ready to see a little bit more reps from our first team, but that took it away a little bit.
And it's hard to get quality reps that way.
Yeah, I think we caught on to a trend that everybody else is doing too. Like there's a lot of teams that did not stick into that tradition on playing your first. Team a little bit longer
right.
on the third game.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I hope I just hey boy, it better look good Monday night. It better look like how it's been looking. I said, right. It all of a sudden, it better not be just out of control. Better look
consistent. I don't care how much we win by, but I care about the win.
I do notice how you said win by, because you know we're going to win. Did we both predict a win?
We did.
We did predict a win.
We definitely both did pick a win.
Yep.
Yeah. So let me go ahead and tell you my one bad, and that is what your initial impressions were, which is the negative publicity that we keep getting.
That's my one bad. Right, look, disrespect from national top. That's my one bad.
Oh my gosh. That's my one bad. Disrespect, man. It's the negative publicity that we've been getting. Look, man.
It's
Antonio Brown is a wide receiver on a team of 53 guys.
Yeah.
He's one guy.
90 guys right now.
With 90 guys. Mm-hmm. Like, there's other guys on the team. There's Carr, who's been doing good. There's Cleveland Farrell. There's Montez Burfitt coming in. There's a bunch of D linemen coming in looking great.
Real quick, that dude James, the center, has an awesome story, too. I didn't even know about until this a couple of days ago.
Right.
His pops passed away, and he felt like he's looking over him. Good stuff.
Yeah, can we get some of that? I'm hearing all this helmet stuff and all this stuff. Now, I understand. He's a diva. You got to kind of feed him that because they need that. But can we get some different narratives being said about our team? Because there's some other things that are really positive going on. And I think that's what's happening to the national media. Yeah. They're getting stuck. They are stuck. They are obsessed with Antonio Brown. And Antonio Brown has cleverly figured out a way to work the media to his advantage once again, because now he's going to get paid to wear a helmet that's custom made for his head.
I don't think I ever heard it. As long as I've been around, I don't know if anybody ever got paid to wear what they have to wear. Of course, because you got different options of shoes, but a helmet? There's like, you got other options of helmets, but shoes, you could wear that out and about, whatever. You ain't wearing no helmet, what, on a motorcycle? I don't know.
Right.
I have no idea. He's sponsoring helmets now, though. That's
wild.
That's crazy.
And for me, this negative publicity is irritating because there's so much more going on than Antonio Brown. I knew this was going to be it. My only concern is what's going to happen. Like I said to you, if we lose a little bit early or we lose a game here or there and maybe the touches don't get to him, is the attention going to be, even if it's not him trying to do that, the media forces him in a situation where he's doing that. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah. Where he's just like, man, I'm just trying to win like everybody else in the media's, but, you know, Derek Carr hasn't thrown you as many balls and Roethlisberger threw you.
And
you
know what I'm saying? He definitely has to, because they were saying, I think somebody was saying that too, was that dude that he keeps talking about, AB, which is that dude who used to be a corner for the Steelers, who they keep going back and forth.
I think
they keep going to him. He talks
Ryan
good.
Ryan Clark, I think his name is.
Yeah. Sometimes he talks good, sometimes he talks bad, but they keep going to him for takes. They're all about takes right now. This little weenie of a dude, I don't know. I never seen him before ever. Was like, it has just been such a debacle for, I don't know, I forgot. Nobody knows his name. But he did that because he see that statement that Stephen A. Smith always does that. But all I'm doing right now is just remembering
who said what?
Faces and names. You remember that movie Posse?
Oh, yeah.
When dude had the golden bullets and went just, bow, just killing all the people helped. Murdered his dad. I'm just remembering the faces and what they said. I got a golden bullet, but I got a silver bullet because they're the Raiders.
Exactly.
I remember what you said. This might tweet you.
You know what I'm saying? You might need a re-education. You might need a reminder, and I don't want to hear.
They're gonna flip the story.
Oh man, I knew John Gruden was gonna figure this thing out.
He got this team going. I bet that's what happened.
And Carr is looking like a veteran. He's looking like an MVP, and it's.
I was like, "Where's all that talk where y'all was?" You was wrong. They don't even admit it half the time.
They're not ready. They're still sitting back.
They just jump on it. Oh, yeah. No.
They're still sitting back. They're not hyping up cars or nothing like that.
That was my one bad, because I feel like I know a whole lot more. Not even a little bit. I know a whole lot more, of course, of my team than they do. And they get paid paid a lot of money.
And they got to know the league and have a hot take.
Some of them people shouldn't even. They should just be people who just do the NFL. Like that, Max, he's boxing.
Yeah,
Boxing Steve, A. Smith. We already saw how bad that was when he was naming the wrong. I think he was talking about the Chargers, as a matter of fact. He was naming people
that weren't out there.
He probably even said Junior Seau. I don't know how far back he was just wrong. But yeah, there's people that don't even need to be covering football. Just
so stay away. I agree. So that's my. We both have the same one bet. Moving forward, let's go ahead and hit our. Let's go ahead.
Let's start with the bad.
I want to end on a good note.
Okay.
So let's start with the people who are I'm concerned about, who are just the stock is down and they're on. They should be concerned about their roster spot. I'm gonna go ahead and start with your boy, long hair, PJ Hall.
PJ Hall?
Yeah.
You don't necessarily want to roster there.
Man, you got Rush.
You think he's legit? But he Rush got taken out.
Ellis.
Rush got taken out. Okay. That's your bubble.
Oh my bad.
Ellis is my bubble.
Ellis is
my
bubble.
I got Fat Boy ain't showed up. Yeah, he's on my bubble. Going back again to what Gruden said in the press conference that he had today. He pretty much said people that's hurt. I mean availability and all this stuff like that. He broke it down. He talking to other teams, and they got people that's hurt. And we're gonna see after the Seattle game, people hurt can't be out here, or people who elevated themselves who want to be out here. We're gonna evaluate the team. He pretty much said it without saying it. Like people who hasn't
been playing. I didn't see this interview you're talking about today.
I'm not saying it verbatim because it was like I watched it like a couple hours ago, and it's in that realm of what he's saying though. Like if you hurt. You're not protected just because you hurt, pretty much.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like you're going to be, and look like, because they brought up Jelly Ellis, too. I think Vic Tafer did. He said he hurt. He won't play the Seattle game. We're trying to just see if he'll be ready for week one, maybe, perhaps. I don't know. Then he said people who's hurt. The people who's hurt, who haven't been available, probably get pushed out. He didn't say it like that, but this I'm just paraphrasing. If they haven't been out here, then you're gone.
Woo!
So I'm just like
that's a statement right there.
Jelly could be good.
So that's your guy.
That's my guy. That's on the bubble.
I got PJ.
You got PJ.
You know, because
they rotate PJ in there when it's like third down. Okay. PJ and Hurst stays in there.
Hurst is balling out.
I don't know what that. He recognized screens.
He balls out.
I don't know what that's about.
Screens. He chases plays down. He's blowing. People are looking good because he's blowing up the play. I've seen like the whole first half. He dominated the front of the line. Guys couldn't run anywhere. Guys couldn't pursue.
Helping out the linebackers a whole lot.
Oh, man. He looks fantastic out there.
Yeah.
He's destroying rush line.
I think they got him in there just so we could stay in the game. I have no idea. Because there was a screen that happened with the Packers. They was just gone. He was not in there. They had a nice screen. And
oh, man.
It was like third down, too. I was like, oh, man.
That guy's a hustler, man.
That's what everybody tried to do with the screen.
So that's my down as PJ. Yours is Jelly.
Jelly.
I got Nick Nelson.
On the other one?
Man, dude.
An obvious one?
I don't think he doesn't
belong. That's an obvious one?
Man, he's clearly.
You know what, though? There were some passes that he tried. He was right there.
He's not finishing, though.
He come up for the tackle, though. Pretty good.
But he's not finishing. I don't think he's for this league, especially with the talent that's on this team. He might make somebody else's squad.
He might make special teams, I think. Maybe.
But I don't see he's doing enough. Because
think about the depth of the corners that we have right now. Homeboy face is hurt. Isaiah Johnson. Johnson?
How do you hurt his face?
They said face. I thought it was a concussion. He got kneed in the head pretty hard in the first game, in the Rams game.
That's right.
The long dude. And he's a converted receiver. He got some converts. He used to be a receiver.
Yeah.
Rico Gofford, he used to be a corner. I'm trying to see his highlights in college. He was a corner. For Wyoming.
Wow. Oh, wow.
That dude, speed. Dude, that dude is fast. He is fast. I was hoping he'll be like a
4.25.
A Jacoby Ford type of dude. He still could be. Because Jacoby Ford didn't come on until, you see what I'm saying, Jacoby Ford, not Tyreek Hill. Because it was Jacoby Ford before the Tyreek Hill little stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, I was hoping that he could catch on a little bit faster. But he'd probably be practice squad. Probably. He's fast. You don't cut that kind of speed.
Guy. That's a fast guy.
That dude is speed for real. But anyway.
Yeah. So those are my guys. Nick Nelson. Who's your two?
My obvious one is we haven't missed. I don't know. shocked he just didn't get outright cut. I think they got to have an agreement or something before, agreement deal or something like that before they cut him, which is Eddie Vedder does. Mm. I was like, nobody even. Eddie Vedder does. It's like.
I almost put Eddie Vedder on the team.
Yeah, those are two obvious ones, is Eddie Banderdoes and Nick Nelson, but we got to say it, though.
Yeah.
This is like, dude, he was, remember that Titans game? They was interviewing him. Mm-hmm. He was out there doing spin moves and getting upfield and everything, spun right out of the way half the time, but yeah, he's just not, he had a whole year to recover.
And now, still, dude, he got hurt before that, so he's been always hurt. There's no tape on him either. There's not really a lot of tape.
I'm just like, dang, man. I remember what Lincoln Kennedy said. Sometimes they be last in college, but everybody's not built for the NFL.
Right?
You go play
Lincoln
all
4 years.
Kennedy
said that. I will never forget that.
Because that is so true.
Because some people aren't meant for the game. Hence, Andrew Luck.
Oh, yeah. Sad.
You know, who retired. That was, you know, sad. Well, I'm not sad for him. He's happy, man.
He's happy. Pride and everything.
Well, he's happy that he doesn't have to deal with the pain and the grind and stuff.
Yeah,
you got guys flying around all around you and all types of stuff.
Good dude.
This game is brutal. The NFL is brutal.
The Colts quarterback's always a good guy. Not Peyton Manning's a good guy.
Yep.
Andrew Luck, good guy. You don't see no Baker Mayfield chugging beers in the baseball game in the Colts uniform. Type of guy.
Yeah. But, yeah. Or the Johnny Manziel's or nothing like that. No.
One thing, I had a work draft right before. Somebody, I was like, I'm not trusting Andrew Luck. Like, he hasn't been out there yet. You talking about he's hurt? Somebody drafted him too. I was like, woo. I said, only quarterback. I hate that Yahoo League, man. Mm. I hate it with the passion.
Why are you still in it?
It's only $25. They need an extra guy. It's $25.
All right. I can't even pay attention to it. I can only do one at a time.
They just double. They just get a heck of receivers, a heck of running backs, one defense, one quarterback. By the time I go, it's dumb.
But anyways, back to what we were saying.
Uh-huh.
The game ain't for everybody.
Yeah.
So, we'll see. My number two guy who's looking like on the rise, I'm going to go ahead and go with my boy Doss. Keelan Doss.
Keelan Doss is a good. That's a good. I liked him when he was in the Senior Bowl.
Yeah.
He had nice size. I didn't know his speed. But he just looked like he just uses his body to get up.
He's a 4'6 guy, but he uses his body, he's quicker than he is fast.
He uses his body to get open, definitely.
Uh-huh. And he uses his body. And I think he's quicker and he's smoother and he's better and more precise in his route running. And I think that gives him some space. And he can go up and he can track the ball really well. That's a talent in itself. So, Keelan Doss looks like...
I like that.
He better make the team. I hope so. I hope he does. Because that guy looks like, over time, he's going to be something.
I hope so, man.
What's his name?
Who he got right now, real quick?
The dude busted his face. He was real slow from Arizona. Anquan Boldin. There he goes.
He busted his face?
Yeah, remember he got hit in the face and broke his face? And he played the next week with a jaw wired shut when he got concussed.
I didn't know nothing about that.
Bam! Under the chin? Yeah. Dang. Anquan Boldin when he was over there in, what's his name?
I was thinking of a.
I think he might have broken his orbital.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That messes up some face nerves sometimes. But he kind of reminds me of a dude who played for the Saints who was undrafted. He was a seventh round pick, I think. When the Saints started to do the up climb. Colston?
Marcus Colston.
Yeah. He might be him. He's not fast.
He gets
open and catches the ball
down the
field.
I think that's a better comparison.
Yeah.
I think that's a
Boldin
better
comparison. Boldin is tough. He's like damn near half
tough.
Running back,
that's
half tight end.
Dude. That's one of the toughest dudes in the NFL ever, all time.
I was like, it's between
all-time
him and Steve Smith.
Tough. Yeah.
As far as receivers, yeah.
Those guys are all-time team tough guys.
Like, what the heck?
He's playing on blocks. Keep on going.
Yeah. I remember that Baltimore Super Bowl.
So, Keelan Doss. Marcus Colston, that's a good comparison.
Yeah.
I'll give you credit for that one.
Who do you got so far? As far as your receivers. Real quick. Six receivers. Start.
Okay. You know the two.
Yeah.
All right. So you
got a
Brown,
bet going on with my brother. I forgot to tell
Williams.
You.
Williams. Okay. About who's going to get cut?
Nah. About who's going to get more balls. Okay. More. It's three, so because it's a tiebreaker. It's balls, it's catches, yards, and touchdowns. Between, he thinks... Ryan Grant is going to be the third receiver. I said Hunter Renfro.
Hunter Renfro is going to be the third receiver. So Hunter Renfro, and then
it gets a little rough. The water's
so I'm going to say Keelan Doss is going to be my fourth.
The water's getting a little shaky, my man. The water's getting a little shaky.
What's his J.J. Nelson?
You think J.J. Nelson?
He's got the hammy right now, so he might not make
it. Dude, he's fast and fragile, man. I don't think he's going to make it.
You don't think so?
I don't think he's going to make it.
You think they're going to get rid of him? They don't need the speedster? He was balling out all camp until he got injured.
It's that injury, man. So I'm going to go
with J.J. Nelson.
And then people don't notice. Like, y'all got to get out there in that Seattle game. I'm about to get cut.
Oh, man.
Y'all about to get cutties.
And then it's what's his name, the kick returner dude?
Yeah, Harris.
Harris. That's my.
Seat. Who'd you say the you said so? It's the course of two, Renfro,
Jalen Doss.
Oh, Keelan Doss is your four.
J.J. Nelson's
your five.
And then
Harris is six.
It's my six.
Ooh, that mirrors. I say the two, of course. When you say the two, real quick, for Antonio, that's Brown. Antonio Brown and Terrell Williams, Hunter Renfro.
Okay, is your third?
My third. I didn't think Ryan Grant gonna make the team.
You think he's gonna make it?
I think Ryan Grant gonna make the team.
Over who?
J.J. Nelson.
Okay, I see that.
J.J. Nelson. And
I can see that.
And then the other two was Keelan Doss and Harris.
I can see that.
Yeah. So that's my. So that's my six receivers. I don't know if they're gonna carry seven.
They're gonna carry six. They're not gonna do seven.
They're gonna do seven because you need your tight ends and everything.
I think they get.
And that's
because
they got a fullback.
Carry only two quarterbacks though.
You think they'll carry only two quarterbacks?
Yeah.
You think so?
I think so. I don't think we're going with the emergency quarterback. It's that we need the roster spot. And they're guaranteeing probably Peterman doesn't get picked up by anybody and he can come back to the team if it ever got that desperate.
Anyway, anybody looking at the Colts yet?
That's my guess.
The Colts is looking with some binoculars.
That's my guess. That's
my guess. Go ahead, cut him. Good guess. We only have one man difference.
What's your guy? What's your other guy?
Nixon, the corner.
Okay.
He's been playing.
Kaseon Nixon?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's my guy. That's my number one.
He's. I was like,
that dude looks good.
I'm like, wait, who? What?
He just
wait,
keeps making play what? After play after play after man. Play. He's always like, his technique. And what he said in this interview is what I've seen him do on the field.
Yeah.
He doesn't panic. He just mm-hmm. sticks to his technique.
He got one ball caught. That was because it was an inside slant. The inside guy has to help out, come up, linebacker, something like that. But if you're playing to let them catch the ball, as soon as he caught it, he tackled him, though. He brought him down. I think it ended up being like third. I forgot what it ended up being, but it wasn't a first down.
He's the kind of guy that looks like he needs to make this team because of his sheer effort. His ability to pay attention.
He is going to make
focus.
The team, dude.
He has to.
He looks better than Gerrion Conley right now.
Yes, he does. And not I had because, it said. Because his technique looks good. You can watch him and see his technique is clean. You watch his technique, it looks really good.
He
it's turns
smooth.
His head at the right time. He doesn't panic.
At
his
exact
hands,
time, yeah.
His hands are in the right spot. Yeah. He's leaning on the receiver when he needs to. His body, he's always in the right position.
Yeah.
Like, this guy can play some football.
He did that. In the middle of the field. Sometimes I don't want to say it's easy. It's easier when it's down the sideline because you could use the sidelines as your other defender. But he did stuff in the middle of the field
mm-hmm.
and knocked the ball down. Like, that's one game. It was against all their receivers, though. But yeah. That I got to see that again.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that Seattle. On Thursday. I want to see that again on Thursday.
We played all Thursday games. We played no Saturday games.
Kind of annoyed me a little bit because we had to
do stuff
on expedite our podcast,
yeah,
which frustrates me a little bit. But here, that's neither here nor there.
That's your second guy, huh?
Yeah, that was it. I'm done.
I got, of course, my guy is Rush.
Okay,
the other guy.
Rush got
he did it again.
He's keeps
hated it again.
He keeps finding ways to
at
make
first
plays.
The Arizona game. He got a little bit quiet. I think they kind of schemed him up a little bit then, though, because they was using the blitzes and stuff on the outside to mess up.
But he still had a little bit of an impact in that game.
Yeah.
I saw his pressure. I saw him pushing.
Like, what?
The guy can
dude,
play.
Dude, am I tripping? Or when you notice he gets, I think I said this in the first podcast for this season. When he gets to his 3-point stance, he is huge.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
I was like, he's next to PJ Hall. I'm like, this dude is heck of big. This dude is just all hamstrings and butt. Just like, dang, this dude is heck of big.
And he gets pressure.
Yeah, and he's like, it's dense. I said it last time. This is dense strength. And when I mean by dense, there's like no overhang. It is all compacted into muscle and fat, which is what we need.
Yeah, he brings it.
Yeah.
So that guy
definitely gets a push, man. He gets a push.
I agree. So that's that's a good, that's a bad. That's the
bubble.
That's the bubble, and that's the stock up. You have anything else you want to add before we get out of here? Because I want to get out of here sooner rather than later. Sorry, guys. You're going to get 10 minutes less than you guys normally get. But, hey.
No, we're almost 50 minutes.
Yeah, we're 30 seconds away from that.
Okay.
You want to end it with anything? Anything? What are you looking forward to seeing on Thursday?
I'm looking forward to seeing the guys that we brought up consistently compete and play this to lock it up. Lock up their roster spot real quick. Just lock it up.
So guys on the rise, lock your roster spots up and for us to look clean. Yeah. That's what I'm going to say.
Because I really feel like
clean.
Yeah, because I feel like the dudes who wasn't allowed to play, who was kind of sitting there and relaxing, like how Doug Martin was, I don't think that means that they made the team. You know how they sitting on the sidelines with their jerseys on?
Uh-huh.
Like just like the seniors, you know, like the seniors in school, just already made the team, whatever. Yeah, they're not safe. I don't think they're safe at all.
Nobody's safe, and there's going to be some surprise roster cuts.
Like they said, they're going to cut talent, but they better not cut the obvious talent. You better not cut talent.
To keep some guys that you just really, really like.
Yeah, you better cut the Luke Wilsons. And Luke Wilson, you got Wilson.
The fullback is probably going to make it, too.
That's another undrafted free agent.
Yeah.
I like him. He reminds me of that. I hate to use his name, but that what's his name? I'm talking about use his name. I don't even know his name. Tom
Raffman?
Raffman. For the Niners, when he just gets open sometimes.
Yeah, he
just gets
for that. Us too.
Yeah, but everybody.
And he coached with us.
He coached with us. He did coach with us.
All right.
I think he went back to the Niners though after that.
Whatever.
But yeah, he reminds me of him. He just in the passing game, like he just gets the those yards.
Are there.
Yeah,
he the yards just gets that those are there. Yards. He gets and he makes the catch when it's to him.
Every time he threw it to Keith Smith, I was like, even though he scored a touchdown, but I was uncomfortable. I clenched the butt cheeks while the ball is in the air going towards him.
He lost us the first game.
The second game. Yeah, it was a Bronco game. Oh, the first Bronco game. First Bronco game. Yeah, because we won
the first down.
Yeah, because we was right there.
It was fourth down.
It's like, what? Catch the ball.
Wide open.
Catch that.
All right.
So, he's not a catcher.
That's all I got.
We got 51 minutes in. That's good. We did it before.
Well, we'll see you guys next time, next week. I'm not sure when it'll come out next week. This week, I'm going to try to get it in tomorrow. So, that means on Wednesday, it should be available at some point in time in the day.
Oh, they're sitting here. Okay.
So this is your friendly neighborhood Raider fan, Jimmy, checking out.
This is your blue collar Raider, Omar.
We'll see you next time.
Peace.